Live from the Coors Light Studios, KHDK AM and HD, KNCI HD3 Sacramento, Sports 1140 KHDK. This is a drive.
I don't understand what the problem is here.
With Carmichael Dave, Katie Christensen, and Nate Goodyear.
New morning, team.
Put the top down. Rev your engine.
Say, what goes on this morning?
Welcome to the drive.
I don't know if I want to say, wow, I really respect that about you, or if I want to say, gosh, that is so stupid.
Come on, man. Wake the f*** up. The drive. The drive.
He needs to shut his mouth.
Here we go with Dave, Katie, and Nate.
That keg is almost tapped.
Yes.
And they're going to get every last drop out of it.
Broadcasting live from the Coors Light Studios. Coors Light, with great beer comes great responsibility. Now the drive continues with Dave, Katie, and Nate.
Lies. There's no Nate. Day three, Nateless in Sacramento. At least in the mornings, it's Dave, Katie, and Jay, because Nate's doing the afternoons. I believe Jason's off today.
Is he?
Yes.
So Nate's flying solo?
No, he's with someone. Who's working with him? It's him. Oh, I believe it's he. Doug Christie and Scott Marsh will be in today, as a matter of fact.
Dougie Fresh. No wonder. No wonder he doesn't care about us.
Abso-freaking-lutely. No, they will not be in a hot tub, Jay. They're going to be in studio.
I don't care. I'm over Nate.
Wow.
You know what I care about?
Really?
It's 7:07. It's time to save at the Hot Tub Supercenter. Call 315-TUBS or visit jacuzziofsacramento.com. I'm going to have to go get a hot tub just to get over Nate.
How would a hot tub help you get over Nate, Katie?
How does a hot tub not help you get over anything in life? You're a little sore.
Yeah.
Get in the hot tub.
Gonna make you sweat?
Yeah.
Hot
sweat
tub.
It out. I wonder if that's like a workout. I wonder if that counts.
No.
If I get in a hot tub and I sweat,
am I
burning calories?
No. Trust me, I would.
You would be in shape?
I would be in a lot of shape. If all you had to do was go to the sauna, to lose weight. Yeah, I'd be all over.
What sauna have you been in?
Why is this not working? Jay, is the phone up? There we go. All right. Here we go. Okay. Because usually it's my fault. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it usually is.
This is the cell phone of Nate Goodyear.
Oh my, you know what? Now?
Right now?
You know what he's doing now?
I'll get back to you.
Just...
At the tone, please record your message.
Just
when you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Go ahead. Speak
I'm so mad at him right now. Now you're just flat out denying our calls. He's doing the ignore button. When it goes straight to voicemail like that, Nate, that's the ignore button. I'm not a rookie. This isn't my first time with someone ignoring my phone calls.
Seriously.
Oh.
Nate. It's just some acknowledgement, maybe. Hey, guys, how you doing? Miss ya. Afternoons are great. Miss the mornings. What did he say the other day? I don't miss waking up early, but I miss you guys. That was the first day.
You know what? I don't believe anything he says anymore. Whatever, Nate.
All right. Anything else?
Get rid of him.
Wow. She did the wave away. Wow. She did the wave away. Get rid of him. I'm done with him.
Wow.
From the 707, NBA 2K16 revealed their Kings jerseys. Are those accurate as to what the new jerseys will look? And then an LOL at the end. I don't know why the LOL is. I didn't think that was. I thought it was a serious question.
I think sometimes it's just like a
LOL.
LOL. You LOL. Just put it in there.
LOL is one of those things you do on text when you say something that's probably really stupid, but you want if you write LOL, it's okay.
So I didn't realize that J. Ross was off today.
Yeah, Jay's off.
Because I teased earlier on Twitter. I said Nate and J. Ross are filling in.
Well, you teased wrong.
Today. Yeah, well, you know what?
You teased incorrectly, Katie.
That's the communication here. I don't know. I didn't even know Nate wasn't going to be here until I got here this morning. So there you go.
To answer the NBA 2K16 guy, I'll say that you're probably looking at some sort of an announcement here very, very soon. Of course, there's going to be new jerseys next season with the new logo and all that. That'd be kind of silly if they introduced a new logo and had the old jerseys.
Could you imagine if they had like the old jersey and they just like put like the iron on thing over like the new logo? They just ironed them on.
They taped it.
Jeez.
That'd be like the old arena here. Just tape the jerseys
together.
On a scale of 1 to 10, Katie, if you were Nate and you were gone for 3 days, one being, eh, and 10 being, I'm never talking to you again. How upset would you be if we were doing the same thing, you didn't pick up, and we just gave out your phone number so people could call and text you and ask you why you weren't responding to the
morning
show?
I think we should do it.
I'm just saying, on a scale of 1 to 10, how mad would you be?
How mad would I be?
Yeah.
I'd be like, you know what? I deserved it.
See, I feel like
being an ass.
I feel like that's not the case.
No, I think we should do it.
I feel like you're a dirty liar right now.
Ugh.
Honestly, that's
You know what? I'm going to be gone. I'm coming up. I'm going to take a vacation coming up.
When are you going on vacation?
Over the 4th of July.
What?
Yeah, my dad's turning 65.
Eh, attaboy.
65.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know. I think when you hit that age, you try and do that. Yeah.
Dad.
Eh.
Okay.
The new Steph Curry's on. You know, you got to be stylish with the new Steph
Curry's. You know what? That's a perfect gift for my dad. He always needs a good pair of old man shoes.
Go get him the new Steph.
I'm going to go get him the new Steph.
Come on now. The white version.
Yeah, but by the way, the other day, I saw.
What do you mean the white version?
The white ones. The all white ones with the slip.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Come on now.
The white ones, because the black ones look decent, so you got to give them the white ones.
You know, he's been a UPS driver for years, and they have to wear black shoes.
Oh, now you got to give him the black ones.
No, but he has 27 days of work left before he retires. So I'm like, I need to get him the white ones so that, like, as he goes into retirement, he looks like one of those, like, clean, like, 65-year-olds, you know, like, got the game, like, the tinny game on. Did you see Pete Carroll tweeted out a picture of his, like, old man shoes?
Yes.
He
said there's nothing wrong with these shoes.
There's nothing wrong with them at all.
You know what? When it comes to shoes, I don't see color. I just see the shoe itself. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Whatever works.
And then Seth Curry continues to wear them and take pictures because he's like, I don't understand what's wrong with these shoes.
You see what he wrote?
He absolutely knows what's wrong with them.
He wrote on the shoes, he said, straight fire. Seriously. They're the swaggiest team ever, and that's fine. Good for them. Their swag is they win ball games and championships. That's enough swag.
Shoot the hell out of the rock.
Yes. What do you need swag? That's the real swag.
Mm-hmm.
Is, you know, titles. I mean, they may do weird photo shoots in mock turtlenecks, but that's fine.
You know what I'm wondering? You know, we were talking about the football player whose name I don't care about earlier about blaming his fiance for getting fat by gaining pregnancy weight. Like, that's why he got fat. I'm really wondering. I thought about that during this story because from all the reports we're seeing, it sounds like Steph Curry is probably going to have a couple surgeries, maybe ahead of him during the offseason.
Allegedly.
He's got both shoulders. There's some stuff going on with. He's always had ankle problems. He had the knee thing. So there's some stuff that could potentially be happening for him in the offseason. And we know that his wife, other than getting loose on Twitter, which I love, you don't.
Nope.
She cooks. She's like an amazing cook. She has her own.
She has a show,
right?
She has
her own cooking show.
That's my favorite part of her. Yeah. I love watching it. I've seen it before.
I was thinking, what are the chances that Steph Curry just gains some weight?
Oh, absolutely.
Puts on some LBs.
That's why they call him Chef. The Chef Curry and those. That's why those shoes. They might look funny, but
you know what? They're
the
cooking
support shoes.
Exactly. He got those for his wife.
Yes.
So that she looks fly on her cooking show.
Yes. She looks fly.
Fly. Mm-hmm.
Here's another Steph.
We've lost Jay.
How about Steph A. Smith, also known as Stephen A.
Idiot. Hey, oh, I'm sorry.
Trivia question for both of you, because I didn't know this. I just looked it up. You know what the A stands for? No joke.
Yeah, I do.
What is it?
But I can't say it on air.
I'm saying no joke, really. Well, and it's not something crazy. It's a very common name.
Anthony?
Yes, that is absolutely. Was that a total guess?
That was a guess.
It was a guess.
Trust me, I'm not wasting my time looking up Stephen A. Smith on Twitter.
Well, he's known. I mean,
or
people
on
actually.
The interwebs.
They call him Stephen A. Like, that's his first name is Stephen A.
Yeah.
And I've never thought to go, well, what does the A stand for? And yes.
Yeah, I'm going to start calling you David A.
David A?
Mm-hmm.
But see, that'd be weird. Carmichael David A?
Why not?
That doesn't sound right. When we get back, Steph Smith. See, that sounds completely different.
Steph
like,
A.
Like Stephen.
Steph A. Smith.
Because Stephen A. Smith, the Stephen, and the Stephen and Stephen Curry are spelled exactly the same.
Yes, they are.
That's why if I came to this country and had to learn English for the first time, I would be
screwed.
Pissed off constantly.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is this?
It's there, Stephen, there, there.
Right.
Two, two, two.
Stephen,
what?
Stephen, but one Steph and the other Stephen A. What the hell
here,
are you
here.
English people talking about?
I know. We're dumb.
When we get back, Stephen A. Smith. We'll explain why he would have beaten Jonathan Cochran in the Orange Juice Simpson trial.
Oh, orange juice.
I have been teasing this for 3 days. We will get to it next, unless there's some crazy breaking news. We're getting to it next. It's not even that great of a story, but it is kind of interesting. Yeah, we'll get to it by the 4th of July when Katie's on vacation. It's 7:15. It's time to get to the story. It's also time to drive safe. But if you're in an accident or if Katie elbows you in the eye, visit Gamboas.com for a free online estimate. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Stephen A. Smith talking about O.J. Simpson on the drive. Sports 1140 KHDK. Andrew Checkitz, the head coach, manager, guy in charge at UCSB, Katie's alma mater. Why are we having the baseball manager from Santa Barbara on? Well, a couple reasons. First, Katie went there, so this is going to be some fun trash talking.
Yeah, I went there because and we organized this. We started talking about it when they advanced to the College World Series for the first time in school history.
I know where you're going, and I don't like it.
Florida State Seminoles were, during this time, they were in game two of their series against the Gators, and they lost. And then they lost
to the number one team in the country.
And then they lost the next.
Yeah, they lost two in a row. It happens in baseball. Yeah. What are you going to
do? Well, the Gauchos, ole, shows.
And you went there. You played the girl basketball.
They beat Louisville to advance. And by the way, Vegas odds had Louisville winning the whole thing. So there you go.
Louisville. Short segment here, but he's coming up next. Also, Rob Dibble coming up in about a half an hour. Stephen A. Smith, head of this whole O.J. Simpson, which I have the first two episodes on the DVR.
Yeah. And I watched the first episode, and then, of course, the last night's came on way too late for me. I was already in bed.
So it's from what I hear, a Metacritic apparently gave it 100.
Really good.
It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You don't get 100 score.
Well, when you have a 30 for 30 air on network television.
Yeah.
I mean, normally they're on ESPN, and yes, they're the same company, whatever. But you've got to think that a lot of that was because of how wildly popular the series was. What was it? With David Schwimmer was in it.
The People versus O.J. Simpson?
People versus O.J., yeah.
I'm still mad at the 30 for 30s. It's a difficult topic.
I know.
Maybe they should show all their movies.
But Stephen A. Smith. Opened his mouth again.
Yeah, he was very unimpressed by Marsha Clark's role in prosecuting O.J. Simpson. And he said
he's also an attorney.
Of course he is. And he said if he was on the case that... This would.
But if it might be the cockiest thing that I've ever said. Christopher Darden and Marsha Clark did an absolutely horrendous job as prosecutors. Because if it were me, there's no way in hell Johnny Cochran would have beaten me with that evidence that they had. I'm telling you right now, I'm not even a lawyer. There is no way that you would have put 12 jurors in front of me with that evidence. And I would have lost it, even to Johnny Cochran. I'd have won that trial.
Thanks for clearing up the fact that you're not a lawyer. You're just a talking head.
But had he?
Yeah, absolutely.
He would have won.
So hard for me not to say awful things about this individual right now.
What?
But
what
you know
think?
It's National Smile Day.
It is.
Power Smile.
Power Smile.
Power Smile. So I'm going to power smile through that.
From the 714, our friend down in Orange County. Now, that's how you sell it. We're getting a lot of texts about our sleep train ad. I can't even call that an ad. That was more like our sleep train mistake.
I don't know. They're talking about it, apparently, so I guess it worked.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's how you sell a mattress. Well, if you buy a mattress because of that commercial. Listen, Stephen A. Smith, I'm at peace with Stephen A. Smith because I know what he does.
So you're saying that it's just his stick.
It's
Stick to be a word I'm not going to say.
That's what he does. And who knows, maybe I think just about everybody in the country has said that they could have won that trial if they were prosecuting O.J. Simpson. I'm pretty sure that Stephen A. Smith's not the first person to say that. It's obviously full of garbage. You watch Marsha Harden and Christopher Darden. Marsha Gay Harden. She's an actress. Marsha Clark and Christopher Darden and the rest of that crew, they're going up against...
There was a lot of things that happened in that. I remember watching. This is a true story.
Yes.
So I was in high school at the time this was happening, and I had a geography class with the guy G. We called him G, Mr. G.
Oh, him. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember his last name. But he was our track coach.
Right.
Right. And so I didn't learn any geography that year. We watched the trial every day in class. Every day.
Yeah.
And I was fascinated by it.
Everyone was.
Yeah.
You should be.
And it was, what was it, the first trial that was ever broadcast on live television? I think it was.
I'm trying to think. Were the Menendez brothers before?
That's a good question.
Because I know that the OJ trial pretty much created the whole court TV
thing. It did.
And they had the People's Court with Judge Wapner and all that. This was.
I'm pretty sure, like, for an entire year, soap operas didn't exist.
I think the reason the OJ Simpson trial, or many of the reasons, I mean, we're not going to get into that all right now, but one of the things that's captured so many, you know, first off, you had the chase in the white Bronco.
Yeah.
You had the trial on television. But let's remember, too, and it's hard for me to remember this or think this way, but there's a lot of people listening right now that either weren't around or were babies when all this happened. You had major race issues in Los Angeles. You had Rodney King. You had the officers. You had the riots that ended up happening. And in this case, all you needed was one juror.
Yeah.
So you had one of the most celebrated athletes in the country. People forget, but O.J. Simpson, you know, this is probably a sloppy comparison, Jay. Maybe you can help me out. O.J. Simpson was kind of like a Tom Brady figure. It is really the closest I can come to. Everyone loved O.J. He was in the Hertz commercials. He was in the Naked Gun.
Right.
Everyone wanted to hang out with him.
That's what's so interesting about the 30 for 30. I watched the first episode. You haven't seen it yet.
No.
I did not know a lot of the backstory of O.J. So, and, you know, coming off of last week where, you know, Muhammad Ali and celebrating that, and he was so instrumental in terms of, you know, civic rights and things like that. OJ really separated himself during that time period, and he was the most recognizable college athlete at the time when all of this was going on, and he wanted nothing to do with that because he didn't look at himself that way. He says, hey, I'm OJ.
Well, he
wouldn't label himself anything.
And he influenced a number of athletes, including most famously, whether he'd admit it or not, but Michael Jordan was always button-up, suit-wearing guy, did not get political, did not weigh in on political events, did not weigh in on race relations, and one of his greatest, most remembered quotes of all time, when asked why doesn't he weigh in more, he said, well, you know, Republicans buy Nikes too. Huh. That was Michael Jordan's.
Well, the Hertz ads were, I mean, it was a game changer.
Absolutely it was. So you go through all this, we'll check it out as well, but had Stephen A. Smith been on the case, there wouldn't even be any of these documentaries now because OJ would have been guilty times 30 because Stephen A. Smith knows what he's doing. When we get back, Andrew Checkitz will join us, UCSB head baseball coach. We'll talk a little bit about the upcoming College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska. It's 7:31, time to drive safe. But if you're in an accident, visit Gamboas.com for a free online estimate. That's next. It's The Drive. It's Sports 1140 KHDK. Fair point, Katie.
Thank you.
It's The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK. Monster Energy's Aftershock Music Festival is coming October 22nd and 23rd. It's a two-day deal. Discovery Park, Tool, Slayer, Avenged Sevenfold, Korn, Primus, Disturbed, and more. Tickets on sale now for more info. AftershockConcert.com. And this is David Draymond and the rest of his bandmates. Well, Disturbed bringing us back. Speaking of Korn, every day since we came back from our little trip last weekend for lunch, I have had something, various whatever, meat for lunch, sandwich, something, and three ears of Slough House corn.
I made Slough House corn for dinner last night.
It is the best corn. I mean, we're giving them a free plug. I know Davis Ranch does stuff with us all the time, but I continue to say Slough House corn, which you get at Davis Ranch, right at their past Rancho Murrieta in Slough House. Mm-hmm. It's the best corn in the world.
Well, that watermelon salad, watermelon avocado
salad.
You put
the Slough House corn in there?
No. Oh. Dave, I got the watermelon. I got the avocado. That was from Slough House.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if they, you know. Probably. I mean,
really fantastic.
I know this. I know if you put like five pieces of corn on the cob in front of me and one of them was Slough House, well, I'm going to eat it all. But if one of them was Slough House and the other four were not, I'd be able to pick out the Slough House.
Okay.
I'm just telling you right now.
All right. Well, so you say now we have to have a corn eating thing.
I'll tell you this much.
Omaha, a lot of corn in Omaha.
That's what I'm saying. I lived in Omaha for 2 years. Yeah. I had a ton. Now, most of their corn is for feed and stuff, but I had a ton of corn out there. It doesn't compare. Now, our next guest has probably heard this clip 500,000 times, and I'll bet you he could hear it 500,000 more. UCSB playing the number two team in the country, Louisville.
Louisville.
Louisville, down 3-0, 1-2, one out. and the freshman Sam Cohen at the plate, and this happened.
Swung on and driven high and deep to right field. Out of here.
It gives me chills.
Gauchos are going to Omaha. Can you believe it?
Ole, ole.
You know, whether you're a guy or a girl, whether you went to UCSB or you did not, to have a kid hit a walk-off granny.
A freshman pinch hitter. To go hit one home run all season.
That's a story anyone can get behind. Joining us right now, the guy in charge over there, the guy who made the decision.
Yes.
So really, he's kind of responsible personally for them going to the World Series. It's Andrew Check. It's Coach. It's Dave. It's Katie. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for having me on.
Now, I said as part of your intro, I'm sure you've heard and watched that moment many, many times, and I'm sure each time you enjoy watching it. But how do you balance with your kids the glory that everyone experienced a few days ago and the fact that, okay, put that aside now, we're going to Omaha and we still have some work to do?
Yeah, well, listening to it, I just got the chills again. So I think it's hard to avoid that part of it.
Yeah.
You know, I think for our guys, we want them to soak it in and enjoy it. And you know, that's part of it, replaying that thing as many times as they want, part of it. And we'll be able to settle in for practice. We've got some work to do. And obviously, we want to win the tournament, and the kids want to do that. But I think part of the experience is continuing to enjoy that. It was pretty spectacular and special moment for our program and for Sam specifically.
Coach, looking at your guys' season, when you look back, you finished third in conference. You advanced to the College World Series for the first time in school history. Talk a little bit about what you guys have done and the ride to get to where you are right now.
Yeah, this has been a really unique group. You know, what they've done up to this point's been, you know, special. Obviously, the first appearance in school history in the College World Series, and the team we had last year. I think if I was going to pick one, that would have been the team that I would have picked to go to Omaha. And having turned over, you know, the majority of our starting players to pro ball, we've got a lot of inexperienced guys out there, and they're just. They've played with a tremendous amount of energy, a tremendous amount of belief. There's, you know, if you ask me who our best player is, I'd have a hard time saying who our best player is. I can tell you who our best pitcher is, but there's just a lot of different guys doing a lot of different things. And they've played really loose, and they've had a lot of fun with it. I think that was one of the things that when we were in Louisville that stood out was, you know, how loose our guys were.
Well, when you look at the teams remaining in the World Series right now, only three of them are nationally ranked. When you look at college baseball, really it's about peaking at the right time. And, I mean, no one can bank on a walk-off, you know, grand slam to advance. But do you feel like your team right now is where it should be at this time of the season?
Yeah, we limped into the postseason. We were struggling the last month of the season. We had some injuries, and we didn't have a ton of depth on the team, and we couldn't absorb some of the injuries we had in conference play. So we were struggling a little bit, but we've gotten, and I actually said this about 3 weeks ago, I said, you know, every day that we're still playing, we get better because we've been able to get some pitchers back healthy. James Carter and Justin Kelly are two guys coming off elbow injuries that have been big performers for us in the postseason. Ryan Clark, our third baseman, got healthy. So we've gotten better because we've gotten healthy and have our best team out there right now. But, you know, a lot of things have to go right for you to get to this point. And you got to have a little bit of luck. You got to have some things go well for you. And you know, we've had two walk-off home runs and have won, like, three one-run ball games. So we've had the ball bounce our way a bunch.
UC Santa Barbara head coach Andrew Check is joining us. They're going to Omaha this Saturday, Oklahoma State. Just saw the ad for that on TV a couple seconds ago. Coach, talk a little bit about Sam Cohen. This is a kid. They're all kids, but you're talking about a wide-eyed, bushy-tailed freshman. You make the move, the pinch hit. Everyone who's played sports at any level has dreamt about – sinking the three-pointer to win the championship. And we saw that with Chris Dunn earlier this year. Hit the walk-off home run to win the World Series. You didn't quite win the World Series, but just talk about this kid and also the reaction in the locker room afterwards and how amazing it must have been.
Yeah, Sam's a fantastic kid. He's one of our Energizer bunnies in the dugout. Has a lot of energy. You know, he hasn't got as many opportunities as I know he'd probably like, but he does a really good job of competing in the dugout and trying to be ready when his name is called. And it's interesting because I had called him down and he was in the bullpen and said, "Hey, swing a bat, get ready to go." And you know, some guys will swing a bat and kind of hang out at the other end of the dugout, wait for you to call for him. And Sam was in my face. I mean, he was next to me, helmet on, gloves on, bat in hand. Do I go now? Do I go now? Do I go now? And he wanted the at bat. And I think that was a big part of the decision is seeing that he really wanted to take that at bat.
Coach, I spent 4 years on that campus, and it's a weird sports campus in the sense that it doesn't have a football team. You know, you've got about 50 other college sports on that campus. I'm curious.
We have football. We just spelled F-U-T-B-O-L.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And the UC Santa Barbara men's soccer team is a phenomenal program. I mean, they are really, really successful and have been over an extended period of time. But I'm curious what has been the atmosphere on campus once you guys got back from that game against Louisville.
We haven't been back. We haven't been back. So we left for Nashville.
It's kind of a good thing.
During finals week. We took finals in Louisville the week before we played. We had proctors come out and have the guys take finals. And then we went straight from Nashville to Louisville, straight from Louisville here. So
we look at that as kind of a good thing, maybe?
I think your guys hanging out in Isla Vista with too much time on their hands may not be the best thing this time of year. So I think it's been good for the guys. I think I know I'd like to get out of a hotel room, but
right.
I'm hoping we get about two or three more weeks on the road and in the Hilton.
Well, we were talking earlier on the show about how this freshman, you know, Sam Cohen, it's like walking down DP. It's going to be like trying to get that umpire out of the doggy pile that you guys had, the celebration after that walk-off grand slam. There's no way. I mean, I spent a lot of time on that campus. That kid is going to be beating off the ladies for a while. He's probably going to be pretty popular for a while. I bet he's okay with that.
Well, he needed the help. So I think it'll work out the
flex.
He needed the help.
Coach Andrew Shackett's joining us, UC Santa Barbara head coach. So here's a question. I know that oftentimes fatigue does not necessarily enter, and you don't think about fatigue in baseball too often, although you should. And having spent a couple of summers in Omaha, I know this. I've been to Santa Barbara many times. I've been to Omaha many times. The climates are decidedly different. And this time of year, I don't know how it is out there right now, but generally you're looking at high 80s, low 90s, and humidity that is absolutely ridiculous. How is it, and is that in the back of your head as far as keeping these guys prepped for much, much different weather?
It wasn't super uncomfortable. We practiced yesterday and we're on turf. It wasn't super uncomfortable. You know, it was upper 90s, mid-upper 90s in Louisville. It was, I think Nashville was actually the warmest because the humidity was out of control when we were there. But, I mean, we got a little Santa Barbara on us, and if it gets over 73, we all start whining a little bit.
I know.
Bit,
so. It's like you're on the surface of the sun.
Nobody's got air conditioning because you don't need it. Yeah. So, it's a little bit of a different climate. We're aware of it, but everybody's got to play in it. And I think one of the things, too, is, you know, most college baseball teams are playing at night, so it's a little cooler when they're playing. Right. So I think a lot of it depends on, you know, what time. We don't have lights at our place, and we've got another day game. Every one of our postseason games has been a day game, so it's worked out pretty well for us to not play under the lights so far.
UCSB baseball coach Andrew Checkett's joining us today on The Drive because I am a gaucho and I had to have you on, and I truly appreciate it. But before I let you go, I don't know you, Andrew. I don't know you at all. I was there years and years and years ago. But there are a couple things I know about UC Santa Barbara. There are three places, and I want you to rank them in terms of your favorite. Okay, we're going to talk Blenders,
Freebirds, and Silver Greens. Please rank the listed restaurants from top to bottom.
Oh, I'm going to have to go politically correct on you with some of this because I'm friends with the Silver Greens.
Oh.
So, if I need a salad at Silver Greens, I would say I have a big sweet tooth. So Blenders is something that's got me hooked pretty good. I think they put crack in their peanut butter smoothie.
Yeah.
So, I would say the burrito is probably my third choice. Freebirds is my third choice.
Wow.
My wife's first choice.
Which is interesting because Katie said earlier she did a whole rant on Freebirds and how she gets burritos when she goes down there and freezes them. And to your quote, she also said, you both said similar things. She said they put crack in the beans.
They do.
So there's obviously a crack issue in Santa Barbara, apparently, in the restaurants. Yeah.
Okay, so for people that don't know, Blenders is like a Jamba Juice, but 10 times better, right?
Yeah, it really is. We tried a couple smoothies out here, and it's just not the same.
It's a staple when you go to UC Santa Barbara. All three of those places are staples, and Silver Greens is a great. And I see how you went there. I hope your friend isn't listening to the show. I used to go to Silver Greens all the time. Those were the three places that I frequented, and without a doubt, the best. And if you try to have any of those outside of Santa Barbara, it's just not the same. So I feel bad for you in Omaha that you are missing out and have been for like a month on the great food in Isla Vista.
Go to Mickey Finn's in Omaha. You're fine. Guess what? You know what they have in Omaha? Steaks. So you'll be fine, Coach.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that and compensate a little bit. But I'm looking forward to getting back and getting to Silver Greens and Blenders, and my wife can go to Freebird.
Last thing for you. We had this little debate beforehand. You know, our producer played pro ball. I'm very familiar with baseball, and Katie's obviously a jock, and we're all trying to figure out. We're introducing you as head coach, Andrew Checkitz, but, you know,
is it a manager
or a head coach?
Yeah, in college, the head coach. Yeah.
Wow. See, we were right.
And pro ball manager.
Wow, I never got
I don't
outnumbered.
Understand why.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be a manager?
Actually, I couldn't tell you either. I don't know the history of it. I don't know, maybe the college coaches are maybe on the field a little bit more and in the trenches a little bit more than maybe the managers are.
Well, you guys will be in the trenches hopefully for the next couple weeks. Fantastic story, Coach, and you got a good bunch of kids there. Good luck to you. My Florida State Seminoles lost to Florida in the third game.
And don't worry, I've been wearing gaucho gear all week long just to rub it in his face.
Yeah, so we're rooting for you.
Keep sending the love.
Thanks, Coach. You take care. Have fun in Omaha. That is Coach. Dave Checkitz. Andrew Checkitz. I went the whole interview without saying Dave Checkitz.
Yeah.
And then as I'm outroing, Andrew Checkitz.
Well, at least you didn't call him like Hall of Famer or something like that.
Or the Home Run King, you mean?
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing? What's the name of the kid again that
Sam Cohen?
Sam Cohen. I thought the highlight of the interview was you, and you made a great point, by the way. You made a great point because all the women were. I mean, the guys, when he finally goes back.
I assumed they had been back already. Yeah. I don't know how baseball works in that
sense.
It's going to
be a fine
travel.
Time for him.
Yeah.
I think what you say is he'll be beating off all the women.
Yeah, DP is like the streets, Del Playa.
Yes.
DP where you can watch. It's right on the ocean, and that's like the party street with a lot of the frats.
DP?
DP, they call it.
Okay.
And there's also, there's a park there that we call Dog Crap Park.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's Santa Barbara's, man.
There's a lot of double entendre
yes,
going
there
on
is.
Here.
The question I have, Katie, is what happens if UCSB does the Cinderella and wins it all?
That's crazy. So this is...
Go back?
Are you going to the parade?
Do I go back? That's a very good question.
You're gonna be the
marshal? When would that be? Let me start looking at my calendar because I will talk to our boss and I'll be like, look, I'm going back. I don't care. And guess what? I can't. I'm an alum. Like, I can't. It's not. I wouldn't be like if Dave went to the Sharks parade, you know, if they had won, you know.
You went there. Now, here's a question. Now, I'll add to Jay's question. What if they make the championship series? It's on a weekend.
Do we
fly out to Omaha and root them on?
Let's talk to Kevin about doing our show from Omaha.
Live from Omaha, the College World Series. It's on a weekend.
So what?
You fly in on a Friday, come back on a Sunday.
Let's do it as a let's. You know what? Let's you and I and Jay go and not invite Nate,
wow,
who won't pick up his damn phone. How about that?
Wow,
Nate.
My goodness.
Yeah, we should call him.
You're killing Nate.
You know what?
It's not like he's sick.
He has hurt my feelings.
What are you going to do when
he has hurt my feelings,
Nate or myself go on? Are we going to do the same thing to you when you go on vacation? He's not even on vacation. He's just helping out the station. Because you shouldn't you really be mad at Grant?
No. It's not Grant's fault he got sick.
I know, but I'm saying if it wasn't
Nate
for-
can pick up his phone or he can return a text message. It's like all of our chemistry that we've built was squashed in the last day.
You and I went away.
I was hurt.
You and I went away for the weekend.
Yeah.
With other people, by the way, including my wife. Hello. And we were up at 6 a.m. every morning.
Yeah.
Including after the morning after.
On a weekend.
Yes. Including the morning after drinking, you know, 12 gallons of wine.
It, 12 gallons.
Well, whatever it was. All those wine tasties.
You would be dead.
Yeah, probably. 12 gallons.
He's going to deny us again. I cannot believe this.
The third,
it's counting sheets.
The third time we called him.
He's not counting sheets.
It's not even
because guess what?
The, cell phone
the third
Nate
time
Goodyear.
We called
I
Nate Goodyear,
right now.
He ignored
message.
Our call.
I'll get back to you.
All right. Talk to
the
him.
Mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I was you know what? I was gonna blow him up too.
Apparently.
Seriously, I bet you anything Nate is on the toilet right now.
He probably turned speaking of blowing it up,
yeah.
He probably turned off his phone, the voicemail.
And here's the thing. If he's on the toilet, we all know he has his phone in his hand.
From the 916, does Katie know there's a Freebirds in Folsom at the Palladio?
It's not the same.
How do you know that?
Because I have been. It is not the same.
I say
it is a fine establishment. It is not the same.
I say we get a Freebirds burrito from Santa Barbara and a Freebirds burrito from the Palladio.
We'll do a
burrito off. We'll do a burrito off.
She know how would she know the difference?
That's what I'm saying.
I absolutely
did you taste
would.
The difference?
But their beans aren't even the same. I'm telling you,
what?
The beans at
got
Freebirds,
those SoCal beans?
They're not the same.
Wow.
SoCal beans, that's
opposed
right.
Opposed to those no-cal beans.
It's 7:54. Jeez. It's time to save at Hot Tub Supercenter. Call 315-TUBS or visit jacuzziofsacramento.com if that suits you better.
Hey,
some people like the internet. Some people like to get on and dial their phone.
Either way, it's Wednesday Horse.
It is. It absolutely is.
Here's the deal. When we get back, Ichiro is about to tie and break Pete Rose's all-time hits record, or is he? That's kind of an interesting debate going on right now. We're going to get some help from a guy who's a little bit familiar with the Cincinnati Reds and Pete Rose, and that's Rob Dibble, former Nasty Boy radio host. He joins us next on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK.